The ascension. What is it? It is when Jesus is taken up to heaven to assume his rightful place at the right hand of God. So what does that have to do with us? What does that have to do with Monday morning and work? What does it have to do with changing diapers on the baby, or for that matter, changing our own diapers? How and why does it change our lives in the slightest? Is the ascension just to give us something to talk about on Sunday at Mass, and everything else stays as status quo? Or does it mean there's a lasting lesson for each and every one of us? I hope there is. After all, I'm just itching to beat everyone to the parking lot as soon as this Mass is 95% over. Pardon the pun. I believe there are many reasons that the Ascension changes our lives. Not just for this Sunday, but every day of our lives. First, Jesus spent 3 years of his life preaching and promoting the Word of God, to the extent of costing him his earthly life. Then he went to heaven, as promised. Not to mention, he has other missions to do in heaven as well. One is to open the gates of heaven for everyone that is judged to be worthy to enter heaven. No rush, though. Jesus said, no one gets to heaven until the 12 seats of judgment are filled. Those seats were to be filled with the 12 apostles to judge the 12 tribes of Israel. So if I'm right, that holds that up for another 68 years. What other reason did he have to go to heaven? Well, in his own words, it was so the Advocate could come. Now we are starting to get into the nitty-gritty. The Holy Spirit was going to baptize the apostles and many others present at that time with fire. And then the Holy Spirit was going to guide the apostles and disciples on their daily duties, evangelizing the world. Again, there's still more. Jesus is going to make the many rooms ready for us, as he said. If worthy of heaven, we will become the guests of Jesus in heaven. You know what it's like when you realize someone you love is coming to stay with you. You check out the guest room. You make sure the bedding is changed, dust a little, give a quick vacuum job, kill a couple spiders, and put fresh towels out. We would do that for our earthly guests. But our minds can't even imagine, nor have our eyes ever seen, what Jesus has waiting for us. We are going to be his elite guests, and we are going to be there a really long time. So, of course, he's going to be ready for us. Does Jesus just up and abandon us when he was ascended into heaven? No. That's why he gave us the Advocate too. So we would not be without his guidance on a daily basis, just like the apostles had. So again, how does that change Monday morning and going to work or doing all the mundane chores and duties that we are about to do? Just like the apostles did in their time, what we are supposed to do is weave the blessings of God into our daily lives. Be thankful for what we have and work with those blessings as God would want us to. Some of the apostles worked jobs during their ministries and yet still spread the word of God their entire lives. Deacon Wes, how can you spread the word of God when you're changing a diaper? You can sing a Christian song to that baby or recite a reading from the Bible so that baby knows it by the time it can talk. You could have asked Mother Teresa how she spread the word of God to the many people who she cared for, that were dying. They could not begin to change themselves. Ask the thousands of care workers that look after others on a daily basis, the people that cannot look after themselves, and yet the care workers do it out of the love of God every day. At work, the honesty, integrity, and respect for others sounds out the gospel louder than any orator could ever do from the humble. You see, for people that don't come to church, you and the way you live is the only connection they have with the teachings of Jesus Christ. You received the Holy Spirit when you were baptized. But if you keep it to yourself and don't spread that gift, what good will it do? Will it do you any good? Will it do people that have no connection with God any good? There's an old saying that the only thing worse than not knowing how to read is to be able to read and not read. I might say the same thing about Christianity, that the only thing worse than not being a Christian is to be one and not do anything about it. Jesus lived, preached, died, and went to heaven. The apostles lived, preached, died, and went to heaven. You and I are alive, and we will have to fill in the rest of the blanks. Because the gates of heaven are only open to those that are worthy.
Once again, let us profess our faith in God, and we'll use once again the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.